message, you ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process, what could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
Hey, I'm Alex Corona.
And I'm Jamie Burks.
And this is the 727 Comcast coming at you from our new desk.
We're doing a Comcast.
So today, our topic is going to be what, Jamie?
Wholesaling. Where do you go for wholesales? How do you work a wholesale deal? What do you need to disclose? So many things to know.
How do you make an offer? How do you keep it real with the seller? Because it's very important you're not lying to them. And we'll go over all those things. What's step one, Jamie?
Step one, finding the deal. So yes, you do have to find the deal in wholesale. Everybody always says, I want to do some wholesaling things like this. So you have to find out where you're going to find the deal, who are you buying the property from? And my big thing with it is just communication. So when we get, Alex is more so on the streets as far as looking at the properties, evaluating what it's going to be worth, because you have to look at a couple different things. What are you getting the property for and how much can you sell it for?
So let's start where do we find the deals,
yes.
Right? So where do we find the deals? We do driving for dollars. We're driving around anything with, overgrown grass or roof caving in or, something that is really not well maintained. Sometimes it's vacant, things like that. You can write them a little letter. You can stick it on their door. You can try to find out who owns it, get their information and try to reach out to them. We send out mailers. We do all kind of different things. Even when, somebody's looking to sell their house, they reach out to us and we go over there and see, how we could help them. Sometimes people don't want to list their home. They don't want to put the house on the market. They don't want to deal with it. Most importantly, they need the money now. So it's very important that, you go over there with an open mind and most importantly, have the right questions and be very upfront with them, what you're gonna do with the property. I hear it a lot, they're trying not to tell them this or tell them that. You could tell them three things, be upfront with them and let them know, hey, I'm going to either, I'm gonna keep it, I'm gonna rent it, or maybe one of my partners is gonna buy me out. So that way they most of the time don't care. They just want their money. They want their money by the date that you tell them that you're gonna have it. And that's about it. So it's not a really difficult thing to do. Like Jamie was saying, you gotta find the deals. A lot of people think that you gotta have the money. You gotta have the money first. I can't buy any real estate because I don't have the money. You don't need the money. You need to find the deals. The deals will find money. So if you go and try to find the money first and then get the deal, it's kind of backwards to me. You got to find the deals, lock them all up, and then we'll find the money. And it, more important than anything, you got to figure out, get yourself a buyer's list. Who can I sell these things to? Especially, you only have a certain amount of time. So after that contract, sometimes the sellers will understand and give you a little bit more time, but let's say they don't, that's it. You lost your chance. An opportunity, and then somebody else can benefit from it. Another thing that's really important when you guys get these properties, a lot of people do not do an inspection. So you buy the property, don't do the inspection, and no due diligence. So that's very important. Make sure that there's no taxes owed on it. There's water bills owed on it. Any tickets, any violations, what the city is going to require to be done for the certificate of occupancy. So all these things are very, very important that you know up front. You can get an inspection done. So after you lock up the deal, you can get an inspection done and then you can renegotiate that deal again. So yes, the inspection might cost you $1,000, $1,500. We like to inspect everything from the roof foundation, the radon, the termites, every single thing that we possibly can. So that way we can get a report from our inspector, a licensed inspector, and then we can go back to the seller and let them know, hey, this and this is wrong. We've saved another $20,000, $30,000 that way. So every day of the week, I will invest $1,000 to save myself $20,000, $30,000. So it's very important that you do these things so that way you also know what you're getting yourself into.
I think one simple sentence has completely changed our lives within the last 2 years, and that's just telling people we buy houses cash. whether it's cash within your bank account or you're the middle guy, because I think at the end of the day, the most important person of the transaction is the person that actually finds the deal. That's the hardest part. So if you're putting out there that we buy houses cash, whether it's my cash, his cash, or this person's cash, you're actually the one that has got the person that wants to sell the property, and now you just need to construct finding the buyer. Another thing that I believe was very, very effective within the last few years of us doing this is just letting the clients know, the sellers know, all of the information up front. I'm very big on letting them know that we are in the business of making money. So if we ask them, you know, what is it you want for it? They tell us the number. It's not like they're giving us this, you know, surprise. A lot of times the numbers are a little bit, you know, more than what we would be interested for. And then we can simply just tell them, you know what, the property makes sense to us for X amount of dollars. But if that doesn't work for you, you know, we're real estate agents. We can list the property, or, you know, if anything changes. So it's just letting them know upfront what makes sense for you. That's where there's no secrets. Yes, I can buy it for this price. This is the price that works for me. But if you put it out there in the market and you advertise it and you do a listing, will you get more money? Absolutely. There's things that kind of go into that. Are there more costs, different kind of costs? Yes, definitely. So we're very, very upfront with them. And then once we decide on a figure with the seller, I say to them, okay, so if I can get you your X amount of dollars, what we do with the property after is our business, correct? And they say yes. Why? Because people love convenience. People love the speed of it. To be able to, you know, their motivation is going to be so many different things. You might even ask them, like, if I can wave a magic wand, if you could wave a magic wand, what does this look like? How much money would you get? How fast would you get out of here? So all of those things are very, very pertinent communicative questions that really help keep everybody on the same page. So if you do acquire a property for a really great deal and they were happy with it, and then you go and sell it and make a profit, nobody's pissed off.
You know, very important that you disclose everything. So, you know, who's going to be in charge of what? What costs are going to be associated? If you tell somebody that they're going to walk away with $25,000, $100,000, that's
sure
what you've got.
Do.
Yes. And make sure that you know your numbers. So how much you're going to be paying for taxes, the closing costs, their closing costs, if there's water owed. There could be so many things that are associated with it. So it's very important, because if you tell them, hey, I'm going to give you, you know, $50,000, and then you find out that $5,000 is owed in water and their back taxes is 10 grand, well, guess who's going to have to pay for that? You are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you figure these things out. I hear a lot of people that like to do their due diligence before they lock up the deal. You know, we do it backwards. While you're trying to figure out this due diligence and, you know, what's owed and what is this and what is that, I already bought the house, so I already got it under contract, and then I get to do my due diligence. So you have time to do mm-hmm. these things after you lock up the contract. So don't be scared to put it out offers, you know, even houses on the MLS. You know, I have a friend that looks over the obituaries every single day, and people that die, he's sending them letters. Hey, I can buy your property. So, and he's very successful doing it. So there's all different kinds of ways that you can find deals. The main thing is to be putting in offers. So no matter what, even if they don't accept it, just keep doing it. You never know when somebody's going to take your offer.
And I think it's also good to consult with an attorney or somebody if you're in a non-attorney using state. It's good to know your figures. Closing costs are closing costs. That's going to happen. But do have a good understanding of what tax prorations. State of Illinois, we have some pretty big taxes. So you do need to know what kind of tax prorations you're receiving when the seller closes the deal with you, as well as when you're selling it. What kind of tax proration do you need to give to that next buyer? I think that was probably one of the largest lessons that we've learned doing it, just making sure that we knew our numbers there.
And step one, you know, I didn't even mention, if you're not sure what wholesaling is you're just buying a property, not even using a dollar of your money, and finding a purchaser. So you're selling that contract. So your seller is A, I'm B, Jamie the buyer is C. So I lock up the contract with the seller, and then I find a buyer to sell it to. And she can even find another buyer. There could be D and E and F all on the same house. So every single person can make money if that's what's gonna happen. So there could be, you know, 3-4 people down the line, and then at the end, whoever that buyer is, as long as everything is disclosed, everybody understands what's going on. There is a way where if you don't want the buyer to know what is going on, there is a double close. You can close with that A seller, and I can sell it to Jamie. So I can have a, and still use Jamie's money and not use any of my money. So I can buy it from the seller, close on that deal, and the same exact day, Jamie's gonna close on the purchase for myself. So then the original seller only gets the HUD, the master statement from mine and their deal. So they won't know what I'm gonna be selling the house to Jamie. So a lot of times, you know, that's a way that you could do it if, you know, you're going to be making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000. If you're going to make more money than the seller, you know, they're not going to be happy. So you want to make sure that if that's something that you want to do, or you're going to be making a big amount of money, have the seller sign their paperwork. The buyer can go later on and sign their paperwork as well. So that's another way to get around that.
Yeah, and again, with that, it's, you know, they're still getting what they wanted. You're disclosing what you're giving them. And at that moment, they are happy. But let's just face it. If a lot of, you know, people, when they find out, oh, you're buying it from me and you're making $40,000 on it, which is a really great wholesale transaction, to not having to do anything, they're going to feel a certain type of way. So that's why, you know, some situations you may want to consider that option. But again, like disclosing as much as you can to make sure everybody's on the same page is preferred.
You know, people think it's an easy transaction to sell your home. It's really not. Again, like Jamie said, it's all about convenience. Sometimes people need the money. And as long as we give them what they want, because first thing I always ask them is, what is it you're looking to get for the property? And we try to get to that number. And a lot of times we do give them exactly what they're trying to get. So it's not that we're, you know, going in there and lowballing them. As long as everybody's happy, everybody's making money, and most importantly, we come through with what we tell them we're going to do, it's a no-brainer.
I think people just, they like the convenience because they don't want to have to deal with the showings and putting it on the market and then leaving the house, especially if it's a house that they live at, or if it's a situation, let's say there's a death in the family or a divorce or something, they just don't have a need for the property at all, and they're just happy to get an amount that's satisfactory for them and the other family members involved. It's just a lot faster, and you don't have to deal with the headache of, you know, when you have it on the market and you're getting a buyer and they're having to get financing, and what if the deal falls apart? So things just move a lot faster. We've had people that said they wanted a specific dollar amount, and then we disclosed to them what makes sense for us. And then they've countered us. They said, you know, we don't want to do that, but can you do a little bit more? If you do a little bit more, then we'll go ahead and do it instead of put it on the market. Just because, again, it was faster, it's a for sure thing. And those worked out really, really well.
The other thing is, a lot of these attorneys have no idea how any of this works. So when they're giving their clients advice, they're giving them all the wrong advice. So it's very important that you find an attorney that knows how wholesaling works, how to make these transactions happen. Because I've heard it quite a few times, like, what? How do you do that? Or that's not possible. It's 100% possible, and it's 100% legal. It's just they don't know what they don't know. And a lot of these attorneys are, you know, stuck in their old ways and still doing business how they did back in the 80s, and it's no longer like that. So, and wholesaling's been around forever. It's just that it's really popular right now, and it's a really easy way to get into the real estate game because you don't need any money. And it's a good way to start getting your money stacked up so that way you can start purchasing properties in your own for yourself and investing and buying them to hold and rent out and refinance. So there's all kinds of, but it's a great place to start is to wholesale.
Yeah, check in with your municipalities and your cities, villages too, because they have a process where we are in Blue Island, Illinois. There's all of our surrounding towns do inspections and transfer stamps and things of that sort. So you want to make sure that you're complying with anything that the city or town that you're in requires when you're doing a transfer of ownership. Even if you're not specifically taking title, if you're that B person in ABC transaction, you still have to make sure that you're doing everything legit the right way so it closes well with the title company. My favorite part of wholesaling is just cutting out the time and the money and the having to schedule contractors and the surprises we've had. We bought investments within the last year that we've gotten to where extra things came up or buyers requested, you know, extra amounts of repairs to be made. So it just takes a lot longer. And as we all know, time is definitely money.
Flipping is definitely not all it's cracked up to be.
If you do it as a profession, it's okay. But for us, we're so focused on selling real estate. Like, we need to just stick with our focus.
And the margins are a lot smaller than they used to be. You know, the labor cost is way more. The materials way more. The cities are just tough to deal with, so it just drags the process out.
We're grateful for our investors who are out there doing it as their full-time job, because they're really turning properties into beautiful, beautiful homes for our first-time buyers. So we love the fact, but it is a full-time job.
And have a great team to help you with it. Mm-hmm. It's very important that you do all your due diligence and have the right contracts in place to lay out who's going to be in doing what, so that way there is no surprises, there is no he said, she said, everything's on writing, what your part is, what their part is, what the buyer's part is, so that way there is no problems. You want to make this process go as smooth as possible. We have other sellers referring us other sellers, so that way, you know, we know we're doing good business, because otherwise they wouldn't be referring us more sellers.
Yes, and we've learned along the way, we always had to start from somewhere. So if you have any questions and you want to hear, you'd like to learn from our mistakes, we'd be more than happy to tell you the do's and don'ts from our experiences. So don't be afraid to hit us up.
Definitely. So you guys have a great day. Appreciate your time. 727 Podcast, 727 Comcast.
See you next time at our next Comcast.
Bye.
Yeah, I'ma need you all to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believe. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass.